Extreme drought conditions in northern Mexico. This reservoir in the outskirts of Monterrey is almost entirely dry. And many here worry the same will happen to the local economy.
I worry over another week of this. Things would only worsen.
Boats are now stranded atop the dry lake bed at La Boca Dam. It's been months since the region has seen any significant rainfall.
Experts have identified several factors that are contributing to the ongoing water crisis here in northern Mexico, the most significant of which is a weather phenomenon known as La Niña, which climate scientists say has been exacerbated by climate change, leading to one of the worst droughts in the last 30 years.
Scientists say La Niña has disrupted regular weather patterns in northern Mexico. This means that rains that were supposed to begin in May still haven't arrived, and there's no telling when they will. Environmental activists say that despite the drought, bottling companies like Coca-Cola, Heineken, and others have continued large-scale water extraction, making the situation even worse.
We're living a great contradiction in this city. We owe a great deal to the big companies, but it's been at the cost of the well-being of citizens, and that's a problem. We need to completely rethink the question of water usage.
The water crisis in Monterrey, a city of more than 5 million people, has reached a critical point. Many now rely almost entirely on public water tanks. For some, they are the only source of water available.
We have no water. Nothing comes out of the tap, and we have to carry it back home for cooking, cleaning, and even the bathroom. We buy our drinking water from the supermarket.
Mexico's president has vowed to continue to support efforts to supply water to various cities in northern Mexico. But experts say the strategy is not sustainable, adding that the only real solution is rain. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Monterrey.